Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
He likes television more than any politician in this room, and they like television. But he's been wrong on almost every issue, and he was wrong on Wuhan and the lab also, very wrong.
Speaking at North Carolina's state Republican convention, former President Trump called on China to pay reparations for COVID-19 and took jabs at Dr. Anthony Fauci. Thousands of the chief medical advisor's emails have been made public, with most mainstream news outlets saying they contained little of any importance. Facebook announced it is suspending Trump for 2 years, citing severe violations after the January 6th riot, and saying it would no longer grant politicians and public figures special consideration. Department of Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm toured West Virginia with Senator Joe Manchin and discussed the White House infrastructure plan. West Virginia House Delegate Evan Hansen says the state must position itself to benefit from a clean energy economy.
The secretary being here is an indication that President Biden and his team care about states like West Virginia and the impact that climate policies are having on real people and real communities.
Over the weekend, Manchin said he'll vote against sweeping voting protections passed by the House in March. The For the People Act would set national standards for election laws, including no-excuse mail-in voting and automatic registration. Total student loan debt has now surpassed more than $1.5 trillion. The individual average is more than $32,000. Ashley Harrington at the Center for Responsible Lending says federal grant programs haven't kept up with the cost of higher ed.
We've also failed to take into account that this is part of a larger system that is inherently inequitable. And a debt finance model in a society like ours that is so inequitable was never going to work or be sustainable.
City governments, including the District of Columbia, are stepping up pressure on the president to tackle the issue. Many have passed resolutions calling on the federal government to cancel student loan debt. Vice President Kamala Harris left for Latin America under intense pressure to reduce the number of migrants coming to the border. In April alone, U.S. Customs and Border Protection encountered almost 180,000. Nearly half of whom were from Central America. In Delaware, President Joe Biden spoke about the latest jobs report. Last month, wages rose by 2% as the economy created nearly 600,000 jobs.
That means we have now created over 2 million jobs in total since I took office. More jobs than ever been created in the first 4 months of any presidency in modern history.
The unemployment rate is now below 6% for the first time since the pandemic hit. And in Tel Aviv, Israel's security service issued a warning about possible political violence targeting lawmakers seeking to oust Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. For Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Nadia Ramlagan. Thanks for listening.